Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. I am Quinn Amorm, and I am the host of this Selling Online show. Today is episode 73, and it is actually the first one of 2018, so to everybody, I wish you a awesome new year. And like I said, 2018 is here and there's many big things that await for us. So as you may all have noticed, there's a huge amount of social media marketing agencies, digital marketing agencies, Facebook ad agencies that are showing up every day. So first, I'll start by explaining what social media marketing is. So in a nutshell, it's advertising without having to pay. It's when you use social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and several others that you all know the names. When you use those to engage with an audience, and by giving them some valuable content, you expect to turn some of them into customers. Now, for you, or now for become customers of your customer, right? And this here at social media marketing, don't confuse this with social media management. Now, social media management is when a company, freelancer, or even a friend is managing someone else's social media accounts. So by posting, commenting, replying to messages, replying to comments, you know, basically engaging with somebody else's audience as if they were them. Right, so that's social media management. And then one of the biggest explosion in agencies is the Facebook advertising agencies. So what are these? And I guess this doesn't require a big explanation because the name says it all. It's when you own a business and you hire somebody with more experience than you, of course, to create Facebook advertising campaigns for you. So that's what Facebook advertising agency is, the agency that does Facebook advertising campaigns. Now, this is a great service to buy. Don't get me wrong. If you get somebody that really knows what they're doing, they're going to save you a ton of money because this is all about testing and, you know, some business owners or e-commerce store owners, and I want you to notice how I made the distinction between the two, and it's because a lot of e-commerce store owners don't actually have businesses, but some of these people decide to take advertising on their own without knowing much about it, and then soon enough, all their dreams of becoming the online all-star all end up burnt with a bunch of wasted advertising clicks. And I don't know if you are one of those and you're listening right now. I know it's not a good position to be in. And remember, also when hiring somebody, that not every Facebook ads guru is actually a guru, right? So there's a saying that I live by, and I really love this saying, is you don't know what you don't know. And that's beautiful because it's so true. You may think that you're really good at something, but if there's something that you don't know, you don't even know that you don't know it. So actually, not too long ago, one of these Facebook ads guru was telling me how he wished he could have a couple more pixels. And then when I told him that Facebook actually allows us to have 10 pixels per account, like he didn't know what to say. I don't even think he really believed me. So, but I guess this guru didn't know the existence of Facebook business. So it's like when you're a professional advertiser, you can still use your personal advertising account, which is Facebook ads, but you can use the Facebook Business Manager. Well, they give you 10 pixels per account, and you have a ton of different other options that the personal advertising account doesn't really have. And actually, a very common surprise that some of these gurus or experts have is, for example, when I look at a page and I say, hey, why don't you have a pixel installed on page X? And they have no idea how I know that they have or have not a pixel on the page. And for those that are listening that don't know, Facebook gives us advertisers a free Chrome extension. It's called the Pixel Helper, and it shows us the pixels installed in every single page in the world, right? Every single website and every single page that exists. And that is, for instance, looking at my computer, it's in every website that I'm on, that's always triggered. So you just have to look up and see. And every advertiser has access to that and it's free from Facebook, right? So if you are somebody that wants to hire an advertiser, my advice is go ahead and do it. If that's what you want, go ahead and do it. But you have to do it right. And always consider the amount of money that you are spending on advertising or the amount of money that you plan on spending on advertising. And remember that you need to have a return of your ad spend. So you make sure to ask many questions to your advertiser. Even Google some questions of what to ask my Facebook ads expert, my Facebook ads marketer. And like I said, a good advertiser can save you a ton of money because they'll be able to target and then retarget, and they'll retarget and target the perfect audience, and then they'll do it at the best time and the ones that are in the best location. There are certain countries that there are no use of targeting. For one, it depends what you're selling, what services you're providing, or what product you're selling. Certain countries, the majority of the people in those countries cannot afford certain services, or there's other services that certain countries don't need for whatever reason. So you're kind of wasting money if you're just targeting the whole world. And anyway, a professional advertiser would know what to do there. So, oh, and by the way, if you are hiring a Facebook ads expert, after you hire him, ask him to add you to his Facebook business account as an advertiser. So as a Facebook business advertiser, you can add other advertisers. It's like the Facebook business is for agencies. So every agency can add all their employees as advertisers. And you ask to be added as one. And this way you can have a look at all the results live. Live. So you don't actually have to ask them for weekly reports or anything like that. You can still ask them, of course, but you can look at it on your own. And by the way, you get to share all that pixel data, because when you're paying, I don't know, people could be spending $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 per day on advertising, and that pixel becomes very valuable, because with all this money that you're putting in, this pixel is learning. So you're paying for this pixel to learn, kind of training the pixel. So you might as well save this data. And by being added as an advertiser to this person's account, you now are able to share this pixel. And you know, when the contract ends, if they're using their account, now you can still take that pixel data. Actually, I just thought of something that I was recently talking to a friend of mine, and he said, when you podcast, make sure you always explain things as if you're talking to somebody that doesn't know anything. And the logic was that some people know some things, other people know other things, and some people may not know what you're talking about at that particular moment. So that's actually a really good nugget that I learned. My buddy James told me that, and he listens to several podcasts, and mine is one of them. And sometimes there are things that I talk about, and I think they're very basic, but people that are not in the same business may not know what certain things are. So before I go, I'll just explain what a Facebook pixel is. So a Facebook pixel is a code It's given to all advertisers by Facebook from inside our business manager accounts, or even your personal Facebook ads accounts for those that don't use Facebook Business. And this code is meant to be placed in every single page of your websites. So this code is what's going to track the pages that people visited. So it's going to tell you, for instance, 100 people saw this page today, how long they stayed on each page, kind of what they did on that page. Now, if they added something to their cart, if they bought whatever you were trying to sell, if they opted into your email list, all that will be tracked by a Facebook pixel. You know, there are other things out there. There's like the Facebook Super Pixel, and this is software that is not owned by Facebook, but you can also add in there, and it shows you some extra stuff, and it's very powerful, but it is not free. So that's pretty much it. That's what a pixel is. And from now on, I'm going to take James's advice, and I will explain everything as if it was, there's a term, it is like, make it stupid simple. So that's it for the very first episode of 2018. To all of you, I wish you a very good year. And if you need a Facebook advertiser, if you need Facebook marketing, all of that, please make sure to do your homework and do a bit of research. And if you are a Facebook agency, make sure also to listen to this and to know exactly how to answer questions from these more aware buyers that want to be, you know, that want to know everything that's happening with their money, and that is more than fair. Okay, everybody, thank you very much for listening to episode 73. Have a good one.